Hey, welcome back to Too Dumb for This, episode 4.
What up?
What's up, dude? It's been a while.
Nothing at all. How are you?
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
America.
Happy 4th of July.
Happy 4th of July, dude. It's my favorite holiday, I think. I love it.
That's fun shit, which we'll get to. I want to hear all about your 4th of July plans, because I want to live vicariously through you. I'm sure you're going to be doing some fun shit, but we need to address episode 3.
We do need to address episode 3. Or should we do this, where I just start laughing and then you tell a joke? Because that's what it seemed like.
And I'll just talk over you.
Right. What's that? I think there's a delay.
Episode 3, man, we have to apologize. I listened to it the next day, and Trenton, I guess you did too, but
oh yeah,
we were texting each other as listeners were downloading, and it was unlistenable.
Yeah, it was terrible.
We had some technical difficulties, as you know, from listening to the show, that, you know, after 20 minutes in, our recording situation crapped out on us and we had to pull it together and kind of reconfigure what we were doing. But the first 20 minutes of the show had about a 5-second delay on our audio, and it didn't match up correctly.
It was like a terrible Asian film. Like one of those kung fu movies.
And, you know, nobody said anything. Like, you know, our socials did not light up with hate speech or trolls.
They just kept screaming, fake news, fake news.
So that means either our entire listening base is either incredibly polite, or we don't have a listening base.
There is one Canadian, so you know the Canadian's nice.
No, we should address the views. We're getting views. Jesus Christ.
We're so good at this.
Nah, we're getting some healthy download numbers. We, you know, for episode 4. Good. It's good. Florida came online.
Yeah.
Somebody in Montana, New Jersey. Yeah.
I love it, man.
In Canada, you know,
hey, Australia. We got an Australia.
We did?
Yep.
Is that Jim Jefferies?
Probably.
We got to tell that story sometime.
We do need to tell that story
tease.
Yep.
We did an hour and a half show, which I feel was a very strong show.
I think it was pretty damn good. At least our best one so far.
I Trenton and I can now see each other, and I was taking a drink of water when he said that, and I about spit it out. But so we did an hour and a half show. It was strong.
It was good.
But it was good. Don't go back and listen to it.
No.
Because then by the time we came back, there was a brief little audio break. We reconfigured the app that we used to record with. And when we came back, you couldn't even hear Trenton say anything.
It sounded like this.
And then I just giggled over him the whole time. And there were parts of the show where it just sounded like I was doing a podcast by myself.
Yeah, it was really bad. It was embarrassing. And that's why we're coming at you with episode 4 really quickly. Before anybody goes away.
So we have a new setup. Trent and I can now see each other.
Right.
Which is pretty sexy. He may have just seen a little bit of my ass.
Well, my tits are out. So.
But we have a whole new setup. We hope that this sounds a lot better. And if it doesn't, I don't know what the fuck we're gonna do, because by episode 5 we have a whole plan to make a lot of money off of this thing.
Exactly.
And I don't mean like a lot of money, like, you know, Midwest a lot of money. I mean like
Like, that's $30, dude.
but like, you know, Abu Dhabi wealth.
Right. Oh, it's hilarious.
Instagram influencer rich. Right. That's what I want to do.
Yeah. Well, after last episode, I would take a McDonald's coupon at this point. That was I think that's all we deserve. One sandwich.
I do have to tell everybody, though, thanks for tuning in on the socials. I mean, we've been pointing people there quite a bit at Too Dumb for This on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, telling you to go check out, you know, we'll share some pictures there, you know, that we talk about on the show. And you guys have been, you know, we're up to 60 or 70 Twitter followers now.
Yeah. That's good, man.
We're growing. Aim low.
All right.
Fucking weirdos. Why are you following us? Jesus.
Oh, shit.
That one listener in Canada, dude, he's going to be, that's me. You guys are fucking talking about me. If you are in Canada and you're listening to our show, send us a tweet and we'll retweet you or something and thank you.
He or she, I guess, I don't know. I shouldn't say that. Probably does not want to be known at this point.
No, he'll just tweet, sorry, that was an accident.
Yeah, hey, unfollow.
Prank caller.
Prank caller. Oh, that's funny.
Oh, man. What are you drinking tonight?
I just have some water in my big-ass cup.
Nice. Can I see that cup?
Yeah.
That is a big-ass cup. We should tweet out a picture of that big-ass cup.
Dude, it keeps it cold. Keeps it real cold.
Yeah, that's a good cup. Riveting. Yeah. So, I think we addressed last episode. You know, we truly apologize. We think this is a new format. And, you know, if it works, we'll just keep doing it from this point forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know, man.
I thought you were frozen. I thought you were frozen because your head stopped turning and my whole screen froze. And I thought, this is it. Here we go again.
Technical difficulties. I'm going to start messing with you. It's weird being able to see each other, you know.
It's kind of erotic.
Of course it is. Wait till Irony.
God damn, that was a good bit.
Yeah, it was.
Shit. You know, if you're listening to episode 4 and you're just now getting into this, and you feel like putting yourself through a little bit of torture for kind of a funny bit, you should listen to episode 3. It's unlistenable, but we do this bit about Aroni, and I was really proud of it.
It was pretty good. Anyway, enough about last episode, man. It's the 4th of July. Boom.
Kaboom. Yeah.
I'm going to shabooms.
Yeah, man. So, what do you guys do on the 4th? It's been a long time since we've hung out.
Yeah.
On the 4th.
You know, now that I got the kids and shit, we'll get a few fireworks here and there. We usually go have a barbecue somewhere. Shoot off a few fireworks. Just have a good time, hang out with friends. Tomorrow, I think we're going to one of Aaron's friends' house. They have a pool, so that'll be nice. Fireworks, beer. Sounds like a good day to me.
Nice. America shit.
Freedom, baby.
Freedom shit.
Freedom.
Yeah. Now, do you guys... do you get the black cats or the sparklers or the worms?
I go for the big guns, dude. I only like the cannons, you know what I mean? The big Skyfire stuff, you know. I mean, if I'm going to spend money on it, we're going to blow some shit up. You know what I mean?
Is that legal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, maybe. It might be.
Dude, I remember, you know, growing up and I had the worms.
Right.
And you couldn't even get them to light. And if they lit, they just kind of like sputtered out like a weak orgasm. And it was just, I thought it was cool. And then the sparklers. That's just, what the fuck is a sparkler?
Dude, if you tie them all together, you can make a bomb with them, basically. It's kind of scary. Yeah. Yeah, but see, that's what happened, man. You, like, moved on away from all that, all the redneck shit. But I still live right in the middle of it, dude.
Oh, no, dude. We have to put a sign, not we, the neighborhood puts up a sign every single year that says fireworks prohibited. And every single year, I live in Texas. Like, talk about freedom and independence.
No shit.
I mean, these fuckers, they get the biggest driving down Highway 290, the most dangerous highway in Texas, you can't count the number of fireworks stands because there are way too many. And they all claim to have, like, giant fireworks and buy 10, get 40 free, like, crazy sales. And it will be impossible to sleep tomorrow night because everybody in this neighborhood will have their own fucking sky fire.
Oh, that sounds so awesome. No?
Yeah, no, it's fucking great. No, it's great, but now I have a, 9-month-old baby.
Ah, I know, that part does stink. But, dude, that's why 3 months ago I started throwing firecrackers at Stevie, just so she would be used to it by now. Just getting used to the boom.
Just waking her up with a pack of black cats in the crib.
Couple Roman candles pointed at her. She's fine, though.
Jump! Jump! Avoid the flames!
It's like that scene from Raising Arizona where he says, "Hey, boy, duck!" And then he throws a handful. And the kid just ducks and it misses him. Dude, that's training. I like
training.
It.
Dude, I feel... I mean, I'm not doing that shit to my kid. She gets the poppers.
She gets the poppers. Those aren't any better, man. My brother used to make me eat those.
No.
Oh, yeah.
God, what is that? What was that like?
Well, it made me the man I am today. Slightly retarded. I think he beat something out of me. I think at one point when in my childhood I had a lot of potential and he just beat it right out of me in one way or another.
Jesus. So what has been the biggest firework you've ever rigged up? Or have they all just been, buy it at a store, light it up, kaboom?
Yeah, man, I'm not much of a builder. When it comes to things like that, I don't know if you've ever noticed this, but I have ADHD really bad. I can't keep track of anything. I'm kind of all over the place. So me messing with fireworks, it's got to be basically all directions laid out for me. You know, step-by-step analysis.
Yeah.
But just man, I'm telling you, I love those. You know, it comes in the little cardboard tube and you shoot them way up there and you got all different kinds. I wish I could tell you what they're called, but they're badass.
I remember at the end of the night, you'd always just have random leftover shit left from the kits. You know, I'd always buy the kits when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the night, you'd have this random leftover shit you would just kind of toss into a bucket and light it all up at once.
Hell yeah. Dude, it was always the funnest holiday, man. We would always find something to blow up.
Yep.
I just love it. And I'm I love the patriotism of it all, you know? Everybody comes together and they're all excited about America for a minute. It's pretty cool.
Dude, I have some American flag shorts.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Breaking those fuckers out tomorrow. And an American flag shirt.
Nice.
Yeah. Dude, I'm proud of this country.
Second Amendment shirt right now. I'm probably going to have to bust that out tomorrow. So I might have to wash it.
What does it say?
The front says gun control requires two hands and concentration. And on the back it says ban idiots, not guns.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like it. Sounds a little bit like masturbation. Two hands and a lot of concentration.
That's right.
Wait, that's what it says, right?
Yep.
Definitely jerking off.
Either way, it's a good feeling when it goes off in your hand.
All right. We're loosening up here.
Hey.
We're loosening up. So no lake plans, nothing crazy. You can do it at the house.
Yeah. We're going to go to her friend's house, like I said, for a while, and then we'll just all hang out and blow up some little stuff, watch the show.
Cool.
I found a pretty sweet spot to go hang out, and you can see, like, all of the town light up. It's pretty awesome.
Nice.
But, I mean, we'll see, because Stevie's so little, we'll see what happens, you know?
Have you ever been in a scary situation?
Oh, yeah. There was that time that some guy tried to touch me in a bad spot. Do you mean just at the 4th of July or like any time?
Well, I was 9 years old.
you were just like, you ever been in a scary situation?
Welcome to Oz.
Right. Yeah, when I was in juvie, some guy stuck a knife to my neck. Told me he was going to have his way with my butthole.
Shoved a broomstick up there.
That was pretty scary.
One time, found a razor blade inside of an apple.
That was pretty scary.
It was just sticking out. It was pretty obvious, though.
Yeah. I put into my maps on my phone one time, and it took me to the real bad part of town. That was pretty scary.
One time I went to Blockbuster, and they didn't have any copies of Titanic left over. That was pretty scary.
That was pretty scary. Oh man!
One time I shit a cantaloupe. That was pretty scary.
That was scary. Oh, that's funny. But as far as fireworks go, a few years ago, somebody was having a party, and I just happened to be there enjoying the festivities. Well, one of their guests tried to set one of those tubes up, and the wind blew it backwards, and it shot right at us because we were all sitting back there in the garage. Shot right back at us, like 3 feet away from the rest of the fireworks, inside of a garage. But we kicked it out before it blew up. It was crazy, man. I thought we were going to die. Yeah.
Do you know what's scarier than that? Having somebody charge at you with a loaded gun shooting.
That has never happened.
Yeah, that's never happened to either you or me.
It has.
That was pretty scary.
That was pretty scary.
Nah, man, we're going to keep it pretty safe. Low key. we're going to keep it pretty low key here.
Yeah.
We're supposed to get some bad weather. Maybe, maybe not. I don't fucking know. But if it rains, you know, we probably won't do much. There's no sense in hauling a couple kids somewhere while it's raining.
Yeah.
And, you know, with the baby, the 9-month-old, dude, I feel like obligated and shit to go get her those little baby earmuff things.
Yeah. Yeah.
That otherwise she'll just be yelling the whole time. So I have to make a special trip. It's going to rain. It's going to be fun.
Hey, man, freedom isn't free.
That's right. That's right. It comes at a cost.
That's right.
We'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way.
That's right. Damn it.
No, but we'll be out at Dripping Springs probably. That's the plan. The city of Dripping Springs, it's, you know, 2,000 or 3,000 people proper. But we've had a lot of growth out here. But the city puts on a show, and you just go and you hang out in a field in the middle of Texas. And, yeah, they shoot off some fireworks. It's pretty small, like pony rides and shit. It's cool.
That sounds cool. And yeah. Also, I got a shot one time from the doctor because I had dripping springs.
That was pretty scary.
That was pretty scary.
Look at us. That's a bit.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Yeah, we're loosening up. It takes us a good, you know, 30 yeah. or 40 minutes to get into a groove.
Yeah, I'd say like an hour and 15. And then then we get on a roll. And then it's over.
That's funny.
Yep.
I was, let's see, hold on. Let me Google here. Songs, 4th July, peak. I was doing some Googling, and there are songs that that peak on the 4th of July. Fuck, where are they?
I bet you one of them's Whitney Houston's national anthem.
Maybe. God damn it, where was that article? Hold on. Stay with me. Stay with us.
Holden.
Okay, here we go. 6 songs that spike over 1,000% in YouTube views on July 4th.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. We'll tweet this out on our Twitter account at Too Dumb for This. But what do you think they are?
Well, I just told you one with the Whitney Houston. I'm trying to think of any more patriotic songs. Boom, I Got Your Boyfriend.
Okay. Is that your final answer?
Yep.
Boom, I Got Your Boyfriend. We'll start at number 6. I don't number know six. Who does a countdown with 6.
I don't know. That's really weird.
That's lame.
Yep. Coming in at number 6.
Do 4 on July 4th.
Right.
Or just do fucking top 10 like everybody else, like the rest of the free world.
Yeah.
Fucking, this is businessinsider.com. We'll tweet this link out at Too Dumb for This on Twitter. But number 6 is Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
There it was. You gave me the hint.
We'll put a boot in your ass. Yeah. It's the American way. That's a pretty serious song.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it is.
Courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue Google search. Let's pull up these lyrics. Oh, man. Yeah, that's a serious song. Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of the list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, man. It's going to be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing her bell. And it feels like the whole world is raining down on you brought to you courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue.
Man.
That's some serious shit.
That is. It was a serious time.
It was. It was.
Called that was for after serious measures.
That was after 9/11, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So, that song, let's see. Spike on the 4th of July of 2017, the search result was 1,321%.
Wow.
Yep. So, old Toby Keith getting some YouTube streams tomorrow.
Old TK.
Let's see. Coming in number 5. What do we have here? Simon and Garfunkel, America.
Oh, that, okay. Okay.
You think that's just people Googling?
Probably. They probably saw this list and started downloading these songs and they'd never heard them before. They were like, if only they had 4 more.
Yeah, because I'm shocked. I'm a little shocked to see this one on the list, but Spike on July 4th, 2017, it was up 1,770%.
Wow.
Oh, here we go. This one should not be a surprise. Coming in at number 4, Lee Greenwood, God Bless the USA.
It's another classic, man. It's a classic.
Lee Greenwood, Spike on July 4th, 2017. That was 2,049%. I bet Lee Greenwood's going to get some streams tomorrow.
No kidding.
Here we go.
Every town plays that song with the Skyfire. All these songs with that Skyfire, I bet.
Oh, fuck yeah. It's number crazy. 3, The Boss, Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA.
Oh, which is such an anti-American song. Get out of here, you commie.
Let's get into that.
Dude, not a big fan.
Yeah. Well, so people must be clearly confused.
Yes. All they hear is, born in the USA, I was born in the USA. But then the rest of it is anti-American, just gibberish. Go eat a dog turd, Bruce. Boss. Get out of here.
July 4th,
take that hammer and sickle and shove it in your cornhole, Bruce.
I know.
We'll put a boot in your ass.
So you're on Team TK.
Oh, yeah. Well, not so much. Not a big fan of him either. However, he does have a song called I'll Never Smoke Weed with Willie Again, and that's pretty great. But yeah. Other than that, I'm not a big Toby Keith fan. However, at one point, I had my hair long, and I was working at FedEx, and I was delivering a package. So I had long hair and a beard, and I was a lot skinnier at the time, and I jumped off the truck carrying this bucket. And the farmer goes, hey, Toby Keith, you're delivering my bull semen. And I said, it doesn't taste like semen.
Of course you did.
And he did not think that was funny.
Of course he didn't.
Yeah. But yeah, that's God exactly damn. What happened. Anyway, yeah, Toby Keith, whatever.
Toby Keith. Spike on July 4th, 2017. Bruce Springsteen, Born in the USA. What do you think that number was?
Oh, shitload.
2,345%.
Take that and shove it up your cornhole, Bruce. Fucking dick.
Ray Charles, America the Beautiful, number 2.
That's a great song. He deserves that. He deserves that number 2 spot.
Beautiful, beautiful. The spike last year was 5,391%.
That's amazing. Good for him. I mean, good for his family.
Now, some of this tells me that people may not be listening to some of these songs on a regular basis, and then suddenly they get a lot of traffic.
Sure.
Because I'm looking at the number one song that spiked last year, July 4th, 2017, Lana Del Rey, National Anthem.
Hmm. I figured the national anthems would be up there, but I figured it would be like Whitney Houston's version.
A classic, yeah. Not a contemporary artist.
Right.
Somebody, but that... the spike on that one was 5,802% last year.
You know what version I'm going to listen to? Fergie's. Did you ever see Fergie's version from the basketball game?
Is that when she wet her pants?
No, dude, it was so bad. It was so bad.
She'll never live that down. Ugh. The wetting of the pants. Oh, so it wasn't good.
No,
her performance.
No, it was absolutely terrible. It is so bad.
Maybe that's why she wet her pants later. Am I making that up?
I think at some point she wet her pants, but I can't remember when it was.
Now, hold on. Fergie wets pants. Jesus, Google is amazing. Fergie was a hero for peeing her pants on stage. Well, here you go. At Too Dumb for This on Twitter. We'll tweet this link out too as well.
If I were to write that article, it would be called Black Eyed Peas. But like P-E-E-S.
Well, yeah, why wasn't that the headline?
I don't know.
These fucking dum-dums. Just think about it for a second. You're right.
Right?
That would have been a much better headline.
Man.
Black-eyed peas.
Her shorts. .. Her shorts.
She was on, God, what kids show was she on? Well, Fergalicious.
Yeah.
Was it Kids Incorporated?
It was Kids Incorporated. I could not think of what it was. Yep, Kids Incorporated.
That's right. Stacey Ferguson, right? Wasn't that her name?
I think so, man. I always thought she had a very funky forehead. But that body is banging.
Nice. Dude, any girl who wets herself in public, I mean,
kind of does something for me.
Yeah, and that's, you know, you and I agree on a lot of things, and we disagree on a lot of things. That is one we agree on.
But we draw the line at shit.
As much as we love to talk about it, we draw the line at shitting your pants.
Yes. Oh, that's funny.
Funny enough, we'll draw that line in shit, but that's neither here nor there.
Oh, that is really funny.
So, yeah, 4th of July. Hope everyone stays safe, you know.
Yeah.
That's the scary thing, man. I mean, you hear those stories about...
That was scary.
Yeah, but you hear those, you know, you get everybody all riled up. You know, the Super Bowl, people get drunk, and then they go out and drive, or they beat their spouses. And 4th of July, everybody gets wasted, and they light shit on fire. So, just, you know, use your head and common sense.
Yeah, don't be dicks. Don't be dicks.
Or be a dick, just not to me.
That's fair.
I'll go fucking Chuck Norris America style on your ass.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
No, man. Don't be dicks to anybody. Everybody should be in a good mood. Just have fun.
Dude, speaking of having fun, have you been following this Johnny Depp story?
No, but that was a great segue.
Right?
That was really good.
I am so proud of us.
I was going to do an old Jerry segue and just be like, speaking of 4th of July, Johnny Depp's in trouble.
Which would have been way better than mine.
No, 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 no. Yours was awesome.
Oh, holy shit. We'll tweet out a link to this one, but there's at Too Dumb for This on Twitter. But there's an amazing Rolling Stone interview about Johnny Depp. I mean, the writer walks through, he spent some time with Johnny Depp, and I guess Johnny is just in this fucking wackadoo headspace where he'll just like, he roamed around the house and he always talked about going out and hitting the town, but it never materialized into something. And he would just jump around from story to story. Everybody's estimating that he's made about $650 million.
Oh my God.
Off of his, you know, mainly the Pirates franchise, because I think he got a piece of that back end. But I mean, Johnny Depp, he's Johnny fucking Depp. He's had one of the most interesting film careers in the past century.
And, absolutely. He took some real risks, man. So he deserves that money.
Fuck yeah. No, he tells the story in this article. He tells the story of early on in his career, he had an advisor yelling at him, saying, you're fucking Johnny Depp. You need a gun and you fuck the girl. You fuck the girl and you get a gun, and that's your advice. Like, that's the kind of movie you take.
That's the best advice I've ever heard in my life. Where was my life coach at? That's amazing. Because no, but right? Literally nobody in the entire world has ever said that to me.
Who was your high school advisor?
Oh, man. He was a good guy.
He's a good guy, but he gave you shitty advice.
He sure did.
He
with his
just
pants
said
up too high. But he was a real sweetheart. He said, you know, Trenton, someday, someday, you're not going to be such a piece of shit. And I was like, you're right, man. Someday. But that day ain't today. Anyway, Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp, get the girl, get the gun. And but this was at a time when he was filming.
Technically, you get a gun, you can make sure you get the girl.
Then I'm going to get that gun and I'm going to get that girl. Dude, that's scary.
That is scary. That is scary.
Sorry, everybody.
It was a joke. That stuff's terrible.
Oh, dude, you're going to get me too'd.
Oh, my God. That scares me. Don't say that. That's scary, dude.
No, that's fucking scary.
That is fucking scary. Dude, I got to remember that people listen to this. I'm going to get in trouble. I've got a real job. I'm going to get fired, man.
Well, wait till we get to the porn story later.
Really going to get us in trouble.
the one you're going to make me read.
No. It's so just for the shock value. That's all.
So you can isolate the audio.
Yep.
Listen to him. He's fucking crazy.
You're going
to
get BLM'd.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
but so
we're Johnny, seriously a couple hashtags waiting to happen, dude.
God, maybe we'll get some downloads at least.
Yeah, somebody would listen.
So this
that
was at
one
a time.
Canadian's probably already got the Mounties on the way.
Oh, dude. He's terrified. Or she, I shouldn't assume.
That's scary, eh?
God, it's July. It's probably chilly up there.
Mm-hmm. What's the scariest thing that's ever happened to you, Canadian? You ever been in a... No, here. This is how you ask. You ever been in a scary situation? And the Canadian's like, One time there was a bear. Oh, it almost got the moose I was riding on. I got my grade 9. Oh, I love Canada.
God damn, that's funny.
Yeah.
So yeah, Johnny Depp was at the time filming, you know, Ed Wood. He was playing a cross dresser. Mm-hmm. And his advisors were telling, you know, him he was fucking nuts. But the big problem is he's made $650 million, and people are estimating that it's nearly all of it is gone.
Oh, my God.
There are stories of him spending,
he's a big tipper. He's like a legendary big tipper.
Is he?
I don't think that's where all of it's gone, because that's a really big tip.
Is he rolling into IHOP?
Yeah, yeah. There's been a couple of waitresses out there that are now, they're pretty rich because of him.
That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Dude, but yeah, I think he'll do shit like that. I mean, he bought his mom a house, you know, with one of his first paychecks, and... but he also buys islands and $30,000 worth of wine. And I mean, he's spent a lot of money.
Yeah. That's okay. He can easily make, you know, he can easily make it again. Maybe not that much, but like all he has to do is do one freaking movie.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's involved in a lawsuit right now because I believe he's suing his previous business managers for, they have a fiduciary responsibility to help him manage his money. And he's claiming that they took some of his money and invested it and then kind of returned it on the side without a return. He's claiming that they paid his sister, I think, like $7 million in some kind of advance money. His sister is involved in his career, apparently. But... apparently, his finances have been mismanaged. He is taking zero responsibility for it, even though he has spent a shitload of money on his own. But it's a fascinating read if you guys get a chance to check it out. There's a story of what's her name? Cruz.
Siri, actress. Penelope Cruz.
Old Penelope Cruz. Apparently, she was at dinner, and the article ends with this story. She was at dinner with Johnny Depp in London, and Stella McCartney was there. I mean, imagine that fucking table. But he tried to pull out his own tooth. For real. For real, just tried to pull out his own tooth. I don't think he was fucking around. I think he was like, hey, my fucking tooth hurts, and tried to pull it out.
Oh, my God. For real?
Mm-hmm. But apparently he and Tom Petty were close friends. And Petty's death hit him pretty hard. Johnny quotes in the article that they would call each other and Tom would ask, hey, are you still smoking? And Depp would say, yeah, I'm still smoking. And then he'd say, well, if Tom is still smoking, I'm okay. And after that, he got, I guess, kind of nutty.
That's crazy, man. I mean, he's always been a little different, right? Like he's a true artist. So he's goofy, man. Real artists are goofy. It sucks.
Yeah, he had a weird time too. I mean, his mother passed away, I don't know, a year or two ago. And I guess in a way that kind of aligns with some of the weirdness that's going on, but yeah. At her funeral, he said that she was the meanest human being he's ever known.
Oh my God. Wow.
Weird shit. But he, he moved to LA, I think, to try to be a musician and to try to be a rock star. But it wasn't until he met Nicolas Cage, and Nicolas Cage said, dude, why don't you try acting? You can make a little bit of money on the side. And then it turned into, what was it? Nightmare on Elm Street, I think.
Yeah.
The producer, he was reading for that film, and the producer's daughter, I think, was in the room. And after he read for it, she said, he's kind of cute.
Yeah. Instant
pudding.
And then
he gets that gig.
Instant pudding is what happened.
So he gets that gig.
She got a shiver and he got a job. He's a good looking son of a gun, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Now he plays in, what is it? Hollywood Vampires. He's on tour with them right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was some controversy recently about how he was on stage and said some crazy stuff about the president or something like that.
Yes.
And he kind of had people all riled up for a while.
Yeah, it was kind of a problem. He said something that you probably should never, ever, ever say. And he claimed it was taken out of context, that it wasn't, he didn't mean to say that, of course.
Right. Look, man, I get it. In the moment, people say stupid stuff all the time, but yeah, I don't know. It seems like no matter who the president is, no matter what you believe or anything like that, you can't say shit like that.
No, you just can't. Mm-mm. Have you been, dude? I didn't even really know he was doing the Hollywood Vampires thing. Are you familiar with that?
A little bit, not much.
Like Alice Cooper, Joe Perry.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And he's wearing the whole getup. Have you seen him when he performs? He's got like more bandanas on his arm than Axl Rose's microphone stand. He like turns into Super Johnny Depp that just walked through Hot Topic and picked up everything on the shelves.
I'll take that and that and that
and that and that. Ooh. And that and that. Ooh, tight pants with the rips already in them. Yeah, man.
Have you seen a picture of him recently?
No, I haven't.
Oh, dude, we'll tweet that out at Too Dumb for This on Twitter. But the some fans took a picture of him about 2 weeks ago, and he looks thin.
Really?
Thin.
I wonder if he's got a new role coming up.
Thin.
Like AIDS thin?
He looks thin. I'll share that picture with you, but he looked rough.
Oof.
But, I mean, he's on, you know, he's, what, in his 50s now? Or is he late 40s? And he's on the road playing in a fucking rock band.
Heroin?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying he's working his ass off.
Okay.
You know, probably not eating a lot and
eating that poo-ah. It's got zero calories.
But no, this that picture, I mean, he looks tired.
That's too bad, man.
I know. I'm a huge, huge Johnny Depp fan. I think
you always have been.
Always have been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I am too. I really like his movies. I think he's a good actor, and I think he's overall he's a pretty good dude. You know, but I don't know him. I've never met him. I've just heard stories about how he's pretty generous. You know, he's a pretty generous guy. I mean, obviously, if he's doesn't have $615 million anymore.
God, dude, that is once in a century type of money, you know?
I can't even imagine. What would we do? We've talked about it 1,000 times what we would do if we had an eighth of that money. You know what I mean?
We've talked about it 1,000 times if we had 650th of that money.
That's true too. Yeah.
And it would involve, I think this is a topic that we agree on, it would involve one giant trip to the dollar store.
We would own everything in that place that's flammable.
I need 15 rolls of aluminum foil. 20 plastic tubes. Just random shit.
Oh, that's funny shit.
But that's what we would do. One of our biggest dreams, of course, was to fill a pool up with some Keystone Light.
Pool full of beer, man.
Yep. Just float around and drink.
Oh. And you just piss in it. It's like refilling it. It's awesome. It's a never-ending supply of beer.
Have you ever banged underwater?
Like a fish, or yeah.
It's a form of noodling. You know,
oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah,
yeah,
dude, that's a lot of fucking money to burn through.
Yeah, it is.
I'll remember that every time I you know, go to the grocery store and buy a few things I don't need. It can get worse.
Right? At least I'm not Johnny Depp, which is the first time I've ever said that.
Oh, man. Well, do you want to move on to your story?
What's my story?
You know, well, I'm looking at a headline here about racism porn.
Why is that my story? I just saw that there is a rise in racism in porn. It's an article by the Daily Beast. And you should read it.
Let's see. Blacks on blondes. Blacked. Black bitches. Porn titles often leave little to the imagination, catering rather crassly to stereotypes and market demand. The interracial genre in adult entertainment has been a consistent hit with consumers, but there's a line to be drawn between it and racism. Are you familiar with any of these sites?
No. Not at all.
Mo, let's see, Mo the Monster Johnson filed a lawsuit against director Jim Camp.
That's his real name.
Mo the Monster. And Dog Fart Productions. Dog Fart's been around. Now, I'm glad you brought this one up.
Yeah.
Dog Fart's been around for a while, haven't they?
And there has never been a sexier name than Dog Fart Productions in the porn industry. Like, if I was a girl and I, you know, love to take the dong, I would definitely sign with Dog Fart Productions because it doesn't get any sexier than that. I'm like, screw you, vixen. I'm going with Dog Fart. Sorry. But yeah, they've been around. From what I read, they've been around for a while.
On the Daily Beast.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is that a new porn site, the Daily Beast?
No.
It sounds like it.
Yeah.
It sounds like Mo the Monster Johnson would be behind that. oh, shit. Here we go. Filed a lawsuit. He alleges persuading his female white co-star, Ryan Connor, to call him the N-word on camera without his consent.
Oof.
Ugh. Is that naughty?
I mean, that's not good.
Naughty. Quit being a naughty monster.
I mean, did she leave the A? Or was it the... The ER.
You're going down a road here.
I'm just asking. I'm trying to be a reporter.
Right? We're asking the difficult questions.
Yes.
Camp allegedly obtained consent from Connor before approaching Johnson with the request, which he says he shot down. As the scene came to a close, Connor allegedly addressed him with a racial slur during the quote-unquote pop shot.
Oh, no. Man.
God.
Oh.
Johnson claims the production company... where am I? Offered to edit the hate speech out of the final product, but according to filed court documents, the released scene still contained the offensive material. Man, what do you think of this?
Look, man. I think if they asked me and I said no and they put it in, I would definitely be offended by that.
Yeah.
I mean, I freedom of speech, but man, you asked the guy and he said, no, don't put it in there. And you're putting it in there anyway.
So, yeah. It's a good faith negotiation, you know, with the people you're going to do work with.
Yeah. It's different if he agrees to it and then later goes back and says, no, I don't want that in there. But if you say, no, you don't want that in there, and they put it in there anyway, to me, that changes. I mean, it's never a good thing to say that shit. You know? Nobody likes it. But.
Mm-hmm. Adult actress Layla Price says she was shocked to hear about the pending lawsuit. Price, who has worked with Mo the Monster Johnson and Dogfart Productions on previous occasions, recalls being in similar situations where a director has asked her to say the N-word during a scene. I've worked for Dogfart about 3 times, and each time the directors asked me, hey, our fans really like it if you say the N-word, but if you don't want to say it, that's fine. And each time I've said, that's not my thing, and they didn't argue with me,
so says Price. Hold on for a second. So their quote is, our fans really like it when you say the N-word. So are they getting like emails from people? They're like, you know what really gets me going? When a girl says the N-word. Are you kidding me? Who is doing this? How would they know if their fans like that? I don't know, man. That just seemed really weird to me.
Probably Twitter. When asked to use hate speech on set, Price refuses, but also offers different types of dialogue to appease the producer, playing up the racial aspects. I personally don't like racism in porn. I'll play it up nicely and be flirtatious about it, says Price. I'll say things like, hot chocolate daddy, but I won't... But I won't say the N-word. It's degrading in my opinion.
Oh, hot chocolate daddy. Oh, man.
Man, that's rough.
Yeah, it is.
What a weird business.
It's so weird.
What a weird business.
Yeah, man. I can't even do it. I'll say things like, hot chocolate daddy. Wow.
Well, good. I'm glad that she's, you know, standing up for herself.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this is rough, man. I think this guy has a case.
Hey, Dogfart Productions really stands by the quality work that they do. And I think this guy absolutely has a case. That's ridiculous.
While some adult performers have privately scoffed at his lawsuit, racism remains a glaring blind spot in adult entertainment. And his taking such a public stance will surely spark conversation, the first step towards change. In the era of the women's hashtag Me Too movement, it is perhaps even more difficult for a man to stand up and say Me Too, but here he is. Good job, man.
Yeah. Good job, Mr. Johnson.
The monster?
Mr. Monster Johnson. Monster Johnson. I wonder what his shtick is.
Oh, I get it.
I get it. That's kind of scary. There's a monster under my bed. And something's poking my ribs.
Jesus. Probably.
Oh.
Ooh, that's rough, man.
Yep.
That's one of the problems of having an industry like, you know, the adult business that is regulated to a certain extent, but really kind of not, you know. Do these performers have rights? And if so, what kind of rights?
Well, of course. I mean, they're people. I mean, you can't just...
Yeah, I'm not claiming they don't just have rights.
Can't take away their rights because they do porn. That's a little messed up.
No, but you know, there's a whole underground economy in these situations where it's you know, it's a competitive business, just like anything, and people you know, play by a different set of rules that may or may not be. They may be, you know, there may be gray area. Right?
Like legally? Just saying there's some shady shit going on because of the nature of the business that it's in?
No, I think it happens in any competitive business. When people are you know, vying for a limited number of spots. I mean, so here...
Yeah, but Harvey Weinstein, I mean, he was able to get a lot of action by holding a job over someone's head, right?
Exactly.
But that doesn't make it legal.
No, not at all. No, and that's my point.
Now, but
there's no, hey, come on in, fill out the application form, and, you know, we're equal opportunity employers.
Oh, I've seen Backroom Casting Couch, man. That is exactly how it happens, okay?
So, I don't know what Mo the Monster Johnson, you know, what he has on his resume, but will he be blackballed?
Duh. I think he would blackball you.
But no, will this affect his ability to work with Dog Fart in the future?
Oh, he's not going back to Dog Fart. He's done with them. He's done with Dog Fart. I would be done with Dog Fart.
I would be done, yeah.
I might be. I'm never going to watch another Dog Fart production. I don't know that I ever have. But if they're really just dropping the N-bomb, I think I might be done with them. But truthfully, I can't tell you the last time I had volume on in a porno, because I like have to sneak away in my own hiding spots. So I don't get volume anymore. So maybe I have seen it, and I don't know.
You got to have volume.
Now I'm scared to have volume. I just make up the scenes. It's like Mystery Science Theater, but for porno, I make them say things.
No, you should really do your homework.
Yeah.
Eat your vegetables.
What's really...
Just a bunch of wholesome shit.
Right. What's really going on in there is, hey, after this, you want to get some tacos and Starbucks? You know, just weird stuff. Definitely that's not a fucking N-bomb.
No, that's a crazy story, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see, what was the article called? Is it called The Rise of Racism in Porn?
Yes. I think if you just Google racism in porn, it'll pop up.
Yeah, let me Google that. No, I'm good.
Hey, man, just research for the show. That's all I was doing.
Well, I hope that ends well for every party involved. That sounds rough.
Yeah. I hope he gets some money out of the deal.
Is there any money in porn? Anymore?
No.
I guess there is.
I mean, at least some, right?
There must be.
I mean, I'd do it for free.
It's probably... It's probably like everything else, right? Where you have a few people making most of the money.
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, any time that you're the best in your industry, you should make more money than everybody else.
Yeah. That's some Jordan Peterson shit.
Oh, absolutely. Or just common sense.
No, that's some Jordan Peterson shit right there. Which, by the way, man, that fucker's going on tour.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Him and Dave Rubin, right?
I didn't see Dave's name, but I'm sure. I think he'll be at some.
Well, I think they're on tour right now, aren't they, together?
Oh, they are? I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. And I think Ben Shapiro and Sam Harris are also like meeting up with them sometimes too. That would be really cool to see.
I would have liked to see the Jordan Peterson and Sam Harris talk.
Yes. Yeah, that would have been nuts, man. Oh, and yeah, and Brett Weinstein or whatever that professor from Evergreen College or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard his story?
No, I don't know.
Oh man, you should check it out. He's a very liberal professor, but at Evergreen College, they were protesting, and I can't remember exactly what it was, but they didn't want white people to come to school that day or whatever. And he kind of stood up for himself and ended up getting fired from the university, and all sorts of weird shit happened to him. And so he's like a real left-wing guy. They just out-left-winged him and got him fired at his job. And it's just scary.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's real scary right now. So, but I think he's going around with Jordan Peterson, too, and talking about his experience. So.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy, man.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah. All this political correctness, it's just, man, I don't know. We live in a really weird time right now, buddy.
Oh, yeah. You can't even, I mean, even porn is having its own issues.
Yeah.
But, dude, we should, I mean, these podcasts are going on tour. We need to go on tour.
Shit, yeah. We'll start small. You send us your address, we'll stop by your house. We'll do one of these for, you supply the chips and salsa. We'll record a live podcast at your house.
Maybe we'll start with inviting you to a hangout.
With your wang maybe, out. No.
Maybe that fucker in Canada.
What's up, you Canadian weirdo? Tell your friends, eh?
Yeah, we should go on tour, get a shirt. We need to get a shirt.
We do need
going.
Shirts, man. We definitely need shirts.
But we can't ship that shit to Canada. I mean, we could, but you'd have
not
to pay
for
extra.
Free. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, like we don't take extra. Canadian money either. Don't try that shit with us. Wait, it's probably worth more than the dollar right now, so we will take Canadian money.
But no fucking Bitcoin.
What? We'll take Bitcoin.
I want real coins.
Not bits of them.
Oh my god, dude! I realized too that I never got to my tit story last episode.
Oh, tell me your tit story.
I have a tit story. So you know, with the kids and stuff, we do kid things, right? So we had a birthday party for one of our daughter's friends over the weekend, and it was at one of those places that's just a giant warehouse filled with inflatable shit. Right,
like a bouncy world or whatever.
Yeah, inflatable bouncy houses and slides, and Oh, dude. And
castles and dragons and stuff.
Yeah. No, it's good stuff. It's a lot of fun. I have a lot of fun. My daughter has a ton of fun. She went there today for like 4 hours, and she was just there on Sunday. So it's pretty cool, actually. There was a birthday party and a bunch of moms and kids running around, and we knew about half of them, right? But this one mom kept telling us about this other mom we just have to meet. Oh, you just have to meet her. You just have to meet her. I wish you were here because you have to meet her. Well, she showed up.
Oh.
And we were off playing, you know, minding our own business. But our mutual friend grabs us and she says, "Oh my God, she's here. You have to meet her. Come over here right now." And as we walk over for an introduction, this woman is breastfeeding her kid. not even covering up, just tit full hanging out. One, I have no problem with that, of course.
No,
right?
Absolutely not. It's natural.
I firmly support anybody and everybody breastfeeding in public. I'm very liberal about that.
And but you're an asshole if you oppose it.
Oh, you're an asshole if you oppose it.
The mom is feeding the baby.
Yes, but it does make for a weird introduction.
Absolutely uncomfortable, I'm going to say.
Because you can't reach your hand out for a handshake.
Right.
You can't
do a hug.
And
what are you supposed to look at?
It does make for an awkward introduction.
Did you just freeze? I think you froze.
Are you there?
Yes.
Oh my God.
I thought I lost everything, dude.
I thought you were just fucking with me.
No, you disappeared. Holy
crap. Jesus. For the listeners, Trenton froze on my screen for a good 10 seconds.
You froze on my screen.
For the listeners out there, Trenton's machine just shit the bed. Just throwing each other under the bus.
During this pervert story.
No. Dude, it's, again, if it's out in public, I mean, no problem. But yeah. For an introduction, it's a little awkward. That's it.
It is, man.
That's my tit story.
It is. And I'm with you 1,000%, man. It is a beautiful, natural, it's great for the baby. You know, if a mother can do it, it's awesome. And nobody should ever tell them where or when they can do it or not. But as a man and living in these times, it is very awkward. Anywhere that it happens. And I will do my best to, you know, not make it awkward, but I can't help it, dude. I have to, like, I look directly up at the sky. I don't want to make any eye contact or make any weird gesture or anything like that, but it's just so uncomfortable.
Exactly, which is why it makes for a weird intro.
Right.
Like, I couldn't even look at her face. I had to, like, you know, look at the wall and say, "Nice to meet you."
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be respectful and give her and her baby privacy.
Yes.
She knew it as well. She was awkward as well. Like, she covered up eventually.
Sure.
You know, so I mean, it just, if, you know,
like
whatever.
After you started drooling or. I really like to scream, "The milk's gone bad. The milk's gone bad."
Or you're just like, "Move over, kid. I'll take that."
Oh, that's so
that's my tit story. Nothing crazy, but it was just the fact that it was an introduction is what made it, kind of a little wacky.
When you told me that you had a tit story, that is absolutely not what I thought you. That is not what I had in mind. But it's a good one, and it's true.
I don't see many tits in public these days.
Yeah. Well, you don't live in New York anymore. Remember when we saw that hand job in the park?
Oh my God. I forgot about that.
Oh.
God, that really happened.
Yeah, it did. It was crazy.
Dude, the look on my face. I remember that picture. Because old what's-his-face was taking pictures the whole time.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really weird. And I kept walking by him with that hot dog that I got at the hot dog stand. Like, giving her... No, that part never happened. That was crazy.
That was scary.
That was scary.
Dude, was that was the same trip where I told that that bartender he looked like Kid Rock.
Kid Rock! Oh, man.
Oh, he got pissed.
You about got in a fight with him. And you were like, I don't know why you're getting mad. You look just like Kid Rock. And then you kept going, ball with the ball to bang to bang. To, and then he was getting then he was getting really mad. Oh, that shit was nuts.
Dude, there's something wrong with me. I must be on the spectrum somewhere. There's no... There's no, you can't roll into a bar at 2 in the morning and tell the bartender he looks like Kid Rock.
Oh, he was.
And then start singing Ba with the Ba.
Oh, he was so mad. And like at first, I think he was like, yeah, man, I get it. Uh huh. But you were just like, no, man, you really look like him. I put your picture away. He would just get infuriated. And finally was like, you gotta get the fuck out of here. And you're like, calm down, Kid Rock.
Bob with the ball, the bang, the bang, digga, 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 and the boogie, set up, jump, the boogie.
Oh, it was so funny, man. It was so funny.
God, yeah, he got really, really frustrated.
Yeah, he was pissed.
Maybe he should have smiled more often.
Yeah, that's true.
Have you seen this picture of Harvey Ball, the creator of the smiley face?
I haven't, man.
We'll, God, I'm tired of saying this, but we'll tweet this picture out. You see it. It's the guy who actually invented the smiley face, and his name is Harvey Ball. And you can just Google Harvey Ball smiley face. But
God, this is the best picture ever.
It's this older man at a drawing board drawing a giant smiley face. And what do you think he looks like?
Man, I think he looks, oh, what's that guy's name? He's an older gentleman. He looks like a skinnier Walter Matthau.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah. But there's another guy that he really looks like, too.
Kevorkian.
He does look like Kevorkian a little bit. Oh, Dr. Death. That is a very good point.
Let me Google that. Oh, not so much, but I don't know why I thought Kevork. I guess a little bit. But he looks very unhappy. That's the bit here.
Yeah, he's pissed. He's got all these smiley faces around him, and he's drawing one, and he's looking at the camera like, what in the fuck are you doing here?
Oh, that's hilarious. He looks so miserable. He looks so miserable.
Yeah, he's pissed.
I mean, he probably wanted to be... I know nothing about this guy, but he probably wanted to be a legitimate designer.
He is. And then that's legit.
And he made... I think he's made a lot of money, but he probably wanted to do something highbrow. Like tasteful nudes.
Like he was a real artist, you know? He wanted to do... someday he was going to be the next, you know, Dolly or something, and instead he invented the smiley face. That's pretty badass, though. It's probably the most iconic thing in ever. Now, who added the bullet hole? Which was a genius move. Some punk genius kid.
Dude, I was thinking about that shirt that I used to have. Yeah. I was thinking about it a couple days ago. I had a t-shirt with a smiley face and a bullet hole and blood dripping down the smiley face.
It was rock and roll, man. That was rock and roll.
Anyway, we'll get that picture out on our Twitter. It's good for a chuckle. It's good for a chuckle.
It's pretty freaking funny.
Well, what do you think, man?
Man, I think it was a fun show.
I concur. I hope, we'll get this new audio up and out for you guys. And if this works, we'll stick with this. And, hopefully we'll get these problems fixed.
Absolutely. I think this is going to do it, man. I think this is the way to go. It's really cool. It took some getting used to, but I really like it.
And I like seeing your face.
I know. It's kind of cool. I can play off your emotions more now. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Yeah. But it is kind of weird, too. Like, I don't know what I should wear now. Like, do I dress up or do I be comfortable now that somebody's, like, staring at me the whole time?
Well, you should be comfortable, but I can no longer touch my wiener.
This is a big problem for us.
I mean, to be honest, I'm only you can only see my nipple up.
Oh, that's funny.
I'm scratching an itch, goddammit.
Yeah, me too. I just did
for three
it
and a half minutes.
Anyway, guys, you can find us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and TuneIn. We added TuneIn. Hit us up on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Too Dumb For This. And our official website is www.toodumbforthis.com. Give us 5 stars.
Fuck yeah.
5 stars, biatches.
And, happy 4th. Stay safe out there.
Don't lose your dicks.